If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only. This is it.
It is. The end of the year is approaching.
This is our final regular episode of the year, but we do, of course, have the Lows incoming, which is the most highly regarded award show in the nation.
Slay!
It truly is like no other.
But truly, you never know what to expect, who to show up, what songs might be sung. You never know.
But we're singing.
Vocals. I mean, you've been doing vocal lessons. Mm-hmm. You've been doing scratch tracks. As the production has exponentially grown every year with your skills.
As I gain production skills and lose brain cells.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we are counting down. Oh, in addition, speaking of counting down, 31 Days of Bops is going strong on Patreon. We have a feature. If you didn't know, every day we discuss a bop that deserves justice. So we've been counting down, and everyone in the Discord's been chiming in with their thoughts on the bops. They've all been enjoying them. We've got a playlist where you can listen to them.
We do. Plenty. An advent calendar if it's laid.
Yeah. You just little open that little compartment and, oh, Lindsay Lohan.
So good. Well, speaking of our Patreon Legends Only fans, we do have one last announcement for all of you before we kick off this episode. Some very exciting news. We are coming back for a fifth year in 2024. Legends Only will be continuing, and we owe it all to our Patreon supporters for your continued support. You are making this happen, so we want to say thank you to you. We would not be able to do this podcast if it was not for the support of our listeners. You literally helped us get a new recorder a couple weeks ago when ours broke.
On the fourth anniversary.
Yeah, literally on our fourth anniversary, our recorder broke. You can go to patreon.com/legendsonly and become a legend or an icon. Support the pod directly. Get access to dozens, almost hundreds. Oh. We will be able to say hundreds next year.
Wow.
Because it will surpass that number. Of bonus episodes and things like that. Our Discord community that is going strong. Shout out to our Discord community. We owe all of you a huge thank you, and we're excited for the lows next week.
We sure are. We're so grateful to the studio for renewing us. And by the studio, I mean the rats that allow us to record in the alley next to your apartment.
Yeah.
Yes, very excited to be back in 2024. And we've got plenty to discuss today, finally.
Yes, let's get into it. Did somebody say, just eat? Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but might as well be.
Honestly,
this point.
They should.
Yeah.
Because
we're getting close.
Our Patreon supporters are keeping the lights on here, but yeah. Grubhub, you could add a little...
some fries with that. If not money, fries would be fine. Yeah, somebody very close to the pod. We're so close to a direct collaboration at this point.
What? I'm still left unread. That's fine.
That's, you know...
it's fine.
Countess, men, that's the story of your life. Yeah, none other than Countess Luann, the Luannaissance, which is getting more and more fun to say. Luannaissance is in full swing, continues. Festivals, shows, cabarets, and now Uber Eats, a exclusive holiday. Is it a holiday theme? Yes.
Yeah. Money can buy you class. New vocals.
Definitely new vocals. No one's debating that.
Find the note.
Us next week when we do our opening number.
Definitely. A very special sidekick along for the ride as well, providing comic relief by just sitting there.
Rolling her eyes.
Yeah. Sonia, along for the ride. You know, this is it's really happening.
It's truly wild. I like can't believe she got fired from Bravo, basically, and like then had her Luannaissance.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think this is the most play that I want to say like a housewife that isn't already famous for something else maybe has gotten. Like
absolutely.
You know? Festivals? Nobody's doing that. Nobody's booking that.
Melissa. No.
Yeah. This was, if you didn't see it, check out, I guess, the Uber Eats.
Yeah, not sponsored.
TikTok, not sponsored, but you'll have to. I mean, we'll put it on our carousel.
Yeah, imagine if Luann and Xtina were in the same ad together.
I can't imagine that, actually.
Crazier things have happened, but yes.
The two most celebrated vocalists of our time in one ad.
I was thinking about it the other day. Luann has really elevated, at least in my eyes, to reality TV legend status.
Yeah.
That like Big Ange and Tiffany Pollard have, to me at least. Like she's up there in the upper
echelons.
I don't even know what that word means, but everyone
says
there. She's there.
That's where she is. Yeah.
Echeluan.
But I do think she does need to be back on reality TV properly. Like
they need to put her on the reboot.
Right.
They need to bring back like a couple. Yeah.
Desperately. Although now we have Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah, but.
She's tainted.
She is there.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see what 2024 brings. I mean, she has plenty to document if she wants to do her own show.
Oh my God.
You know, I can't imagine she could do Crappy Lake
the
too.
Film yes. by Countess Luann. This is a reminder. Boom!
When the sound shuts down before Money Can't Buy You Class, and she's backstage, she's like, give me a hat. Give me
so
a hat.
So hurtful what she just did to me.
She comes out with a new hat.
To me. What's that? We got the same hair. I'm sorry. She brings me so much joy.
She really does.
As I sit left on red.
Yeah, well, we're just every year you get a little creep a little closer to her. I guess you need one more viral hit to get her attention.
I started working on something. And I was like, does she appreciate me enough to even do this?
You'll do it anyway.
I will. It's like I made it nice. Anyway.
Oh.
I digress.
That's not Countess.
Well, Girls Trip is like the legacy girls. So
did more like...
I was like pulling legacy quotes.
Okay.
You know, but I've promoted that network enough.
You sure have.
Anyway, Luann will also be doing her new Marry F Kill tour.
That's true. She announced a new cabaret.
So.
She said,
pack it up, girls.
Because I think the explanation was they play Fuck, Marry, Kill, at her shows.
Oh, was the how innovative
was the description? She was like, there's a reason, you know, friendship bracelets are to Taylor Swift as fuck, marry, kill is to the Countess. So that's just, it just makes sense. Beyond thrilled to announce my new tour, inspired by all of you who play marry, fuck, kill at my cabaret shows.
On Watch What Happens Live?
I don't know.
Is she claiming to invent?
I also live
also,
for...
I don't like that
what
title anymore.
Oh.
Why do we have to kill people?
Okay, well...
Can we just be like, say goodbye? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different time now.
Yeah, so we can do like... Mary, leave on red, kill.
Mary, F, mute.
Oh, right. Kill Block. Is the bad one.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be saying you're going to kill people.
All right, yes. Mary, F, left on red, or block, or mute.
Yeah. New game.
New game. I'm living for the promo photo. I don't know if you saw it. It's really good. She's got...
All her eras, basically.
Her eras tour. She's with... Three
eras.
Actually, I think it's the same man. I'm not certain, but
yeah.
I guess it's supposed to represent a Mary F. mute men. But yeah, because the guy is vaguely dressed up as a groom, but like slutty, and then naked, and then he's turned away.
Oh.
The last one. That's art.
Everything that she does is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Just in time for Mighty Hoopla next year.
Ugh, I got to get my tickets.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Bravo universe... Ariana Maddox, Dancing with the Stars wrapped up.
I know. She didn't take the crown.
She didn't take the crown, but like she did win, if you think about it.
She won in the hearts of America.
Which is something that we've said about a lot of our girls.
That's true.
They may not be number one on the charts, and they may not have won that Grammy.
Yep.
But they won.
Well, if you saw that Jennifer Lopez quote, which is real.
Oh, I wasn't even going to bring that up.
That quote is art.
Do you want to read it? I was not going to bring it up because I was like, everyone's going to come for me again.
Yes, I would love to read it, actually, because this is real. First of all, she won the 5th Icon Award at the Elle Women in Music event and said at the event, I don't have an Oscar and I don't have a Golden Globe and I don't have a Grammy or a SAG Award or a BAFTA or a Critics' Choice. Or a Hollywood Film Award.
Oh, really? That sucks.
But this is my 5th Icon Award. Of all the things I would grow up to be when I was a little girl, the last thing you know I was going to have on my list was Icon. There's different awards.
You don't need to win an award to win.
I know. It just reminded me so much because I listened to it incessantly. B. Ames mix of Alyssa Edwards. Now, I might not
really
be a singer. Or a damn seamstress. I may not be funny.
But look at how Alyssa Edwards won. She
exactly.
didn't win that season. And like no one was really paying attention. And then B. Ames came out with that fucking bop.
Yeah.
And then she became a meme. And then Alyssa's Secret and beyond.
Which is to say Jennifer Lopez is the Alyssa Edwards of the pop world.
Yeah.
So yeah, she... What was our original point? Oh, Ariana may
know.
Not have won a Grammy yet.
Oh.
Or the Dancing with the Stars Mirror Ball yet. Well, I think you only get one shot at that. Maybe in All-Stars. But she did win literally 12 hours later because she was announced as Roxy Hart in Chicago, which that's been slaying lately anyway. They just had Jinx, which I think had the highest, you know, turnout or attendance, whatever it is ever. So they do a lot of stunt casting and they were smart.
Erica Jane.
I mean, anyone is Roxy Hart in Chicago. So I just think that...
Is she the one that sings like Pop, Six, Switch, whatever, Cicero?
Yeah, they all do, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she's going to be there. She will make her Broadway debut for a limited 8-week run starting in January. She called it the biggest dream come true. I'm going to cry.
Oh, slime.
She's had a winning year. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you take, some would say you take lemons and make lemonade out of that situation.
Yeah, put it in that martini and make a book out of it.
Make a book out of it, make a podcast, make a string of reality TV appearances in Broadway. EGOT incoming.
I mean, her Britney performance was like,
yeah,
such a serve.
It really was.
She really won.
She did.
Also, what do you get if you win Dancing with the Stars?
The Mirror Ball Trophy.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think some maybe money, too. I'm not positive, but yeah.
Did you see Charli D'Amelio came back and performed?
Oh, on the finale?
Yeah.
Did she eat him up?
Oh, the talent is like unreal.
Yeah.
Like she's just phenomenal.
She's a great
dancer.
I don't
know what the dance was, but it was like very
sharp.
Yes, sharp and intricate and detailed and quick and fast.
Did she do the tango?
Something spinning. Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Our TikTok girlies.
Yeah. They if there's anything they could do, it's dance.
More on them later.
It's true. Congratulations, Ariana. We should go see it. I've seen Chicago.
Oh, yeah. It's down the street. Let's go.
I would definitely go see it.
I mean, I have been, you know, watching Moulin Rouge. I saw Sweeney Todd.
And then we can meet up with her. She likes the Britney pod.
Queen of Pop! Eat him up, Pop Sandoval. Put him behind the bars.
Sissival. Scandival.
I literally don't know the words, but yeah. It's Pop 6, Sissival.
Scandival.
Scandival. That's one of them too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are they in jail? I need to research this. I need to figure that out. Anyway,
we'll get there.
She's in Chicago, and we will soon be going back to Vice City. Did you see the new Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer?
I did. And this is one of those rare circumstances where straight culture and gay culture combine, because I feel like everybody played GTA.
Oh, yeah. It was that girl.
Yeah. I feel like everybody was running over well, you didn't like that. You tried to stay in the lines.
Well, I have a thing with video games. I don't like video games that look too real.
Uh-huh.
And those of you who watched me play GTA 5, I was struggling.
You were still like reeling after accidentally running somebody over.
No, I accidentally punched someone in the head.
Yeah.
And then I had to like rob this one like bank vault. Mm-hmm. And I had to like, you know, like pew pew the guy. And I was struggling.
Can somebody please clip that audio and put it out of context?
No.
And frame him?
No.
Recent bank theft.
Yeah, I'm standing there and like, the NPC is like, you know, just frozen because it's like waiting for me to do something. And I'm like, oh my God, but it feels like a family at home.
Yeah. Well, you know, luckily this one looks even more realistic.
So I know, I'm going to struggle with it.
It looked like a movie trailer, to be honest.
Vice City with the polygon tits, that's different. Mm-hmm. It's a different story.
Not me. I drowned all my Sims without remorse.
God.
Roller Coaster Tycoon made sure they all flew right off the track.
Oh my God, anyway. We've all done it.
No, but anyway, I'm excited about this.
GTA 6 is coming in 2025. I hope we make it.
And also all these video games that were announced during the Game Awards were also they all said 2025. It was like, okay, so we're skipping a year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fine. And speaking of, and just like that is coming back 2025.
Oh.
So, but you know what? The strike. Girl, the strike.
Oh. So, that would make sense because all the voice... over actors that
probably do the GTA stuff and everything.
Maybe. Oh my God, I want to be an NPC.
Well,
like, oh, you know how you'd like walk down the street, like, yes, girl. Oh my God, wait, if anyone out there works for Rockstar Games
or any game,
can I do like two lines? Give me like a little gay prostitute, put me in Vice City, have me like walk up and down the street and be like, yes, Miss Girl. And you can just run me over and then I'll do all the sound effects. But I'm like, oh no. My tits. Just clip this fucking podcast. Here's my permission. Take it.
Well, somebody's definitely going to at least put in clips of it right now.
You bitch. my tits. Do you see the vision, though?
Oh, I see the vision.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because Vice City is based off of Miami, and there are rumors that Club Space, which is a big EDM venue, is in the game.
Oh.
Because they showed the DJ and it has the same thing. And also it's rumored that EDC, which is in Miami, that there might be a yearly annual event where the festival sets up in the game.
Oh, that's cool.
And I feel like that's cool with music. Like there could be live performances.
You could run over John Summit, just like you always wanted.
0.01% top listener. Release that Scream and Shout remix. Boom, boom. King of Pop.
Wow, this has got you written all over it.
Oh my God, like a little Dom Dalla pops up. And then like a little 3D Nelly Furtado doing Eat Your Man in GTA 6.
hey, stranger things have happened.
Yeah. Also, the radio in Grand Theft Auto is always top tier.
Elite. Yeah.
Mystique, scandalous. Mm-hmm. Give me more. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is a vibe.
It absolutely is.
The 80s soundtrack from Vice City.
Yeah.
Going to the little club. And it'd be like, automatic while our systems are down, 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 down.
Memories. I haven't played it in years, but I'm ready to play this one in 2025.
Yeah. If the metaverse.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, from lowbrow to highbrow, I guess. In probably the biggest story of the week.
Yes.
I would say.
Yes.
Time magazine has named their person of the year for 2023, and that person is Taylor Swift.
And I think we can all agree that somebody very obvious was snubbed, and that would, of course, be Addison Rae.
Luann,
also. Yep. I know they were on the short list. I guess, you know, money pays, but... Yes, Taylor just so slightly edged out the competition and did a high fashion, well. did a photo shoot for it by Inez and Vinod, iconic duo. I think they did Gaga's Applause. They've done the Gaga V magazine with the three heads.
Oh.
So they did a series of covers for that. And then there was that thread on X Twitter, which the photographer, did you see that? There was a photographer at another major news company who anonymously did a thread outlining why they didn't care for the photo shoot because it was sort of bland, and it was about the lighting and about the staging and her Lego hand in one of the photos.
Did they get eaten up?
Eaten up. It was a non-account.
Get a good lawyer.
I feel like the Time photo shoot, though, is always, I don't want to say
kind of straightforward and
simple, because yes, that sounds like I'm being condescending. But
right,
it's,
right.
It's always just like
she's not Vogue.
It's a portrait.
Yeah.
It's not a
it's
concept.
Not, yeah, yeah.
It's like, this is the person.
And also, it's been politicians and political themes almost all these years before. This is like kind of new that it's an entertainer. Granted, she did indeed gobble up the world this year. By far, I think now they're saying that the tour might bring in $1 or $2 billion.
Casual. I don't disagree with this pick.
I mean, she ate the world this year. She ate up those carbon emissions. Yum, yum, yum. But the real star of the show is...
the cat.
Benjamin Button. I think that's his name. She was serving.
She's so cute.
He was serving cat. I believe that's the cat she met on the set of Me. I think it's that cat.
The cultural impact of Me.
I can't be sure, but I think so. Yeah, so profiled by a friend of the pod, Sam Lansky, and there were some quotes.
I have to say, now you guys know I'm not a Swiftie, but I loved this interview. It felt real. Like, it felt like a little bit of the, because she's family friendly and she plays, you know, nice and all that, but yep, it was refreshing to hear her get candid.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it was very limited window into.
Yes.
But I kind of lived for it.
There were certain quotes that did go viral. One being that millennial queen quote wherein she was like, I'm collecting my albums are like infinity stones. I feel like Gandalf. These are my Horcrux. She started naming like Avengers, Harry Potter, yeah. And it was like, oh wow, she is millennial to the core. But then the other thing was her way of describing Reputation, which people have since run wild with. She said it was, quote, a goth punk moment of female rage at being gaslit by an entire social structure.
Was she wrong?
Yes. Goth punk, let's be real, about Look What You Made Me Do? About Delicate?
Yeah, this, I mean, it reminds me of like the girl in high school who would like go to Hot Topic,
yeah,
and they would get like a band tee, like, and put on like a black lip.
No doubt the visuals were darker than anything she's ever done, but goth punk? Blackout is goth punk, in
but
my
see,
opinion.
To me, it was like funny, and I like when pop stars.
Yeah,
get
it could have been
funny.
Yeah. That's the other thing is we don't get tone in an interview,
no.
And she might have been cheeky about.
Yeah,
this.
She could have been totally like cackling,
nonetheless,
sitting there with like a glass of wine, being like, "It's my goth punk era." Like,
yeah, in a funny way. Yeah,
yeah.
Nonetheless, I did tweet those words with a link to Heidi's Bad Boy, which we will be getting into. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a goth punk moment of female rage.
Lindsay Lohan's second album.
Yeah. She also sort of restoked the flames of the Kim K situation. I mean, all the more further proof that Reputation is just around the corner. And then, of course, the girls have gone wild on the TikTok with the way that she posted the covers. They're convinced she's posing rep.
Delusions
with her body
of grandeur.
We need them to get help. But no doubt she's invoking a lot of the memories of Reputation era by talking about being quote unquote canceled, gaslit, all of that. And, you know, they explore that a little bit in the story. There's that.
Also, the quote about the trash taking itself out.
The trash taking itself out.
Was very Dance Moms.
It was, yes.
Literally, I think she stole that quote from Christy from Dance Moms.
Well, did you see, I believe it was Cindy Crawford actually did a TikTok to that. Cindy Crawford posted a video of herself taking the trash out, but then it was like,
slay?
The trash, then in parentheses, almost always takes itself out. Yeah, I mean, you know, she's broken every record known in the world with music this year, so kind of checks out.
Yeah, it
on
does
the entertainment
out.
Front. I don't know.
I liked that in the piece where it was like, I think it was Sam's words, where you said like, "Did you talk about Taylor this year? Like, how many times did you?" It was like really like called. I was like, you know what? She's got a point.
Well, yeah, we do have a pop culture pod.
Well, I feel like everyone. I mean, even football people couldn't not talk about her.
I'm living for the NFL's comment section lately because they still post a lot of Taylor, and it's just all these men being like, "Really? Get back to the game."
EA Games. What's that?
Get in the game.
Get in the game.
Yeah. But yeah.
They should have, that would really be the kicker. Have Taylor Swift do the EA Games intro for the next football game. EA People Games.
Well, she actually, we do have bad blood now, her and I.
Uh-oh.
She did you
did
see
she block
that?
You?
Well, she should, but
did you get an email from Tree Pain?
I have before, but not this time. Did you see her quote about the NFL? It's a direct hit. She said, quote, "I don't want to get this wrong. I'm just there to support Travis. I have no awareness of if I'm being shown too much and pissing off a few dads, Brads, and Chads." Well, you are, Taylor.
Like...
Well, you are.
Maybe she's doing this intentionally because Reputation's coming up that she's like poking people a little.
It feels very that. There's
let loose.
There's definitely a tone in this piece that suggests Reputation is on the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the spirit. The essence of Reputation is brewing.
Yeah. So that was the pick for this year. Who knows what will happen next year?
Yeah. Well, the lows are next week. So.
Yeah. We'll see if our person
of the year.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if we match up with Time Magazine. I have a feeling it's not.
Well, speaking of the year, it is that time of year, the holiday season, and we did get an exciting update this week.
This reminds me of Gaga. It's the holidays, everyone.
The Muppets?
Yes.
Yeah. That needs like an exploration.
A deep dive.
That experience.
That special does.
Yeah.
It felt like what I imagine an LSD trip feels like. Dressed as the condom, dancing with RuPaul, Muppets all around, singing about fashion, Donatello. What?
Janice, Art Pop. Queen of Pop.
Janice.
When is she going to come out with a single?
I know. We really need a single from Janice.
Do I look like a Muppet? Anyway, it is Christmas time.
It's time.
And Mariah had her wig snatched.
Cleanly off, out of nowhere. But I have been saying
she's
in the
been
past
climbing.
Few weeks, I said Miss Brenda Lee might be a threat. She becomes the oldest living artist to have a number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Slay!
With Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, new video, new performance she did recently, and the Brendanators won.
I love this.
Me too.
Because it is a Christmas classic,
mm-hmm.
and I love that she is here to have this moment.
Absolutely.
Because, like, I think as I get older, I am learning to, like, love and appreciate every moment that our legends give us.
Yeah.
And, like, especially with Cher doing the Christmas album.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
DJ play. Like, it's just so fun. And I love that Brenda was able to have this moment. And just, like, how cool. Because it came out, what, it was
1965, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Running Up That Hill. When it went number one, it's right. like, I just feel like this should be so inspiring for every creative out there that one day your work may have a moment to shine.
It's her first number one since 1960, which is wild. And she was 13 when she recorded it in 1958, but she recorded it all the way back then. And it knocked All I Want for Christmas out of the number one spot and set a whole bunch of records. And we got a delightful video on Billboard's account of her finding out the news live from her label rep. And it was very touching, actually.
It's so cute.
The label rep was like, your Brendanators have made your song number one. And she got emotional, and it was really sweet. And somebody else celebrated that for her. Graciously.
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly. Got to check that bouquet when you take it into the house. Where these spiders are in this flower?
Drama.
Yes, Mimi did send flowers to Miss Brenda Lee and said, congratulations. Have a Merry Christmas, Miss Brenda.
Okay, I heard you were doing this song.
We youngins paid homage to the legends for their great contributions.
Well, but my thing with this is also, like, there should be room for everybody. Like, it is kind of weird to only have one song be number one.
I do
think, like, especially the legendary songs should, if they weren't already, to have their number one. Like, we all know that song.
Yeah, and All I Want, when it had its number one moment in
multiple
2019,
times. Yeah.
It happened on the day that she was performing at MSG.
Right.
So it was like this big celebratory moment.
It was great.
So I love to see this.
And we still, I mean, the Hot 100 is crazy right now. We also have Jingle Bell Rock at number four, Wham's Last Christmas at number five.
Went number one in the UK, though. Wham.
Well, taste. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is number 10. Like, there's still, and A Holly Jolly Christmas is sitting at number six. So I think more than ever,
I have one that I want justice for.
Uh-oh.
And I have Christmas Day for our advent calendar. So I will be
okay
shouting that one out then. But
does it happen to be on Santa Claus Lane?
No.
Okay.
It does not. It's not on that album.
Okay. Well, regardless, congratulations, Miss Brenda Lee. Mariah, you will likely still get your number one probably in a week. Like, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. I don't see why not.
And if not, can we start putting that budget towards Oh Santa?
Well, we would love that for Oh Santa, but we would also love it for whatever is coming next, because she did an interview with People, and she also teased that an actual new album is coming. She said that she's got the material. She's just finishing up the production. And I got real excited about that. I mean, obviously, Caution is so underrated. It was a fantastic album. And I feel like the girls, maybe because she's been memed to death about this song, are forgetting that she's still a legend who has a million songs that are not Christmas related. And we would like to remind the girls.
And writes them all.
Writes them all. Wrote my all for the record. So I would just like a little reminder of Mariah's greatness beyond Christmas. However, we do have her Christmas show coming up and plenty of festivities still, but I get it. Ride this wave. Like, obviously, if your song's going number one every year, you lean in. Let's also get that original music out.
Yeah. What do we think genre-wise? Where do we want her to go?
I mean, I was so happy with Caution, that vibe, that I wouldn't mind just a continuation, but I would work with some cool producers. Obviously, I would love a little electronic. I think we would all love some electronic. she could really do anything. It's hard to say. I don't know. Some moody vibes would be good.
I want her to do a dual disc.
Uh-huh.
Do like really smooth, sultry R&B, and then a flip side of the same tracks resampled and mixed by like Fred Again or like some new
up-and-coming
producers.
Yeah.
Because her vocals work in both genres.
Yeah.
So doing like a back to basic style double disc.
Ooh.
Of like, here's the classic Mariah, but then like this is what it would sound like with a new.
Yeah, I hear that.
But we'll see.
We will see. Not to turn away from the actual feature, I would like to discuss this actual people cover.
Oh, would you say that it's
high fashion? So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Yeah, this is a serve.
This is very Queen of Christmas, not trademarked.
No, well, not after this year.
Not after this year. First of all, shout out to People Digital. I do always like their digital covers to the GIFs, if you will, the moving images. They're fun.
Someone said, and I, where was it? They were like, this is literally the equivalent of the magazines and photos in like Harry Potter.
I was going to say, yeah, it's very Harry Potter. Yeah. She posed very glam look. And spoke about her tour, the kids, getting her own Barbie, being called the Queen of Unbothered. It was a festive interview. And of course, as I mentioned, there is a sit-down interview where she does talk about the new material that is nearly finished.
Look at the material.
Look at the material. Not everybody has that. She also, did you see the one clip where she was like, it wasn't my favorite year? And she was seeming like a little like downtrodden. She was like, I'll be honest, this wasn't like my year. Necessarily, but I do love the Christmas spirit to get festive. I was like, I really relate to that, Mariah.
Yeah.
She seemed a bit down in this interview, but like, I don't know. There was speculation in the comments about maybe with Brian Tanaka. I don't know if there's something going on.
Oh.
I have no idea.
The life of a creative.
The life of a creative.
The waves.
Yeah.
They come and go and they knock you down. They pick you back up.
Well, I hope it all comes out in the music.
Yeah.
Put it in the art.
New single, Waves.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. I was drowning in the water. Ooh, find the note.
Well, speaking of making waves, there was a gala. Yes, it's already time for not only the Christmas season.
Fashion Week again?
Well, Fashion Week, but also it is award season coming up, and we're about to get hit with Golden Globes, Oscars, Grammys, all of that, all in series of weeks coming up. So ahead of that, we did have the Academy Gala, where a lot of stars stepped out. The Academy Museum Gala honors the Hollywood's most elite while raising funds for the museum's public programming.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Basically, Met Gala vibes. And this was, I feel like this is sort of an unofficial start to what the girls might be bringing in 2024, because it's like, this is the Academy, so they're starting to get serious with their award show looks. So we had a few high fashion moments, I would certainly say.
And guess who was invited?
And guess who was number one?
Addison Rae.
This nude illusion.
Fucking slay.
Eight.
Work.
Everyone up.
It out, bitch.
She looked so good.
She also looked comfortable.
She did.
Like, she looked like she was feeling it, and I'm like, oh, she's starting.
Yep.
Oh,
I made her my Time Person of the Year in a meme that I recognize now. Many replies were like, who is that? We're gonna have to just get on the streets a little harder.
Take note, because she's coming to save pop.
Yep. You know, every time I think everyone's on the same page, I realize we're maybe a little niche.
No.
But they're about to know, for sure.
I think so.
I think so, too. You know,
She would have just, like, gone under the radar. If she didn't want to do this anymore, she wouldn't have done this huge Thanksgiving thing. She wouldn't have put the energy into, like, releasing the EP with all the custom artwork.
And
she changed
recently,
her Spotify photo.
Oh, well, there you go. She's got the vinyl coming on Urban Outfitters. And then she most recently has been posting dancing videos, including the one to Tate McRae's Exes. It was giving very Britney Noceas Cortez.
Yes.
Like rehearsal videos.
I'm so excited.
Me too. I think she's got it. Yeah, we had, there were some highlights. I would also like to give a shout out. There were some others that I liked. There was Selena Gomez giving whatever that was around the shoulder.
A Luann.
A Luann, sure. You know,
that literally looks like the one scene of Luann at the Berkshires.
Clearly inspired, I would say.
Yeah. When they did like the dinner party and like she had to put the long sleeves on. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah. Not the best week for Selena.
She got eaten up too, didn't she?
The wise older woman who gives her the news might have clocked out for the holiday season.
Yeah, she gave her the password.
She gave her the password, and Selena immediately dived in to comment up a storm on Instagram, and it didn't go well at all.
It never does.
It doesn't. And, you know, this
I've learned.
But this is also, like, really relatable and interesting that you can go, allegedly, like, 4 years without the, you know, Instagram. And once they give you the password, you just revert right back to that same old, like, snap back at the haters. It didn't go well. No, she was defending. I guess she's in a relationship with Benny Blanco, producer of, I mean, it goes all the way back to Kesha's Animal, all those bops, TikTok and Blow did some Femme Fatale. I mean, he's been on everything. So I guess they're dating and she defended that relationship online and it got kind of heated.
What did she have to defend it from? Just
well, some people were calling him ugly, first of all. And other people were mad that he's in Justin Bieber's camp of friends, or was maybe ex-friends. So
it's Hollywood. It's like,
I mean, the Justin Selena thing truly will never die. Like, people continue to like decide that these are like attacks from one side to the other.
And gotcha.
It'll never die. We skipped that generation a little bit. Like, we were obviously Britney Justin, but like the Selena Justin thing is alive and well.
Wow.
To this day. So
she clapped back.
There was some clapping back. There was some.
Wasn't there an announcement
drags.
Of like deleting Instagram again?
There was. And then she hopped back on to comment on Ariana's that she was excited for her new album.
Oh my
we'll
God,
get into that. Yeah.
Wait, we need to talk about that too. Yeah.
Ari's back, allegedly. She's tinkering away in the studio.
A Logic Pro user.
Yeah.
I was like zooming in on that. I'm like, what's she using in there?
From the very beginning, she's a vocal stacker. She does her own vocal production. She's an engineer.
I have to say, not that I have these by any chance, but Ariana's vocal stems are unfucking real.
And that's her. Like, she does that. She's meticulous.
They're like so intricately detailed.
Yeah.
The background layers. Ugh. What I would do to like sit in there and like watch that process is like a fly on the wall.
Yeah, she's documented it and you can see that she is quite a nerd for it. And it goes all the way back to when she was doing Imogen Heap covers in her bedroom and like doing the vocal whatever loops and stuff. Like, say what you want about her, but that's definitely a producer music nerd to the core. Like, she cares about the actual vocal production engineering, which is pretty cool to see.
I feel bad that I was a hater on her in the beginning, too.
Well.
Her and Selena. This was, like, late 20-year-old me, like, rejecting my age.
Oh, you were, like, rejecting all the new girls?
They're flops. But then you come around and you realize, like, the girls, like, got it.
Yeah.
I was a hater on Obsessed, too, I think, by Addison Rae. I was like, what is this TikToker?
You know,
but
what?
Like, I had it on repeat.
We evolve. We do. Yeah. So it's been a week for Selena. I do think it's time to log out again, probably for your mental health. I could not imagine getting that kind of just seeing. Isn't she the most followed still on Instagram?
I think so.
Just that would be an immediate no. Just that's a lot of comments. That's a lot of information to process.
Kill him with kindness.
Just kill him with kindness.
Literally just get in the studio with your man and put out the fucking banger pop album.
And to be honest. Well, that's
go
the other
number
part.
One. And then
we do have that incident to thank for the fact that she confirmed that an album is coming in 2 months. She said.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. So if it's with Benny, that will be probably amazing. I think the fan called it SG3. And I'm like, we're going to need to stop this insanity. There's like 12 albums.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to relax about pretending that she hasn't had 10 albums before this.
Comes naturally.
The year without Rain Erasure is too much.
It honestly is.
Like
31 days of bops. I'm just going to throw that out here right now.
Yeah.
A year without rain, naturally, hello.
Off the Chain, my wedding song. She's ignoring it. It's...
Oh, that's interesting. Wedding?
I've always joked that it's my wedding song.
Yeah. You got to get down the aisle first. Yeah. I'm kidding.
My first wedding, let's clarify.
I still am like dead set on my wedding song.
I know. You like yours is better.
Yes, it is. Are you kidding me?
Joe Jonas, when you look me in the eye. Jonas Brothers.
That song is beautiful. Have you heard the lyrics of that
yes,
song?
Yes, I have. But you want Christina specifically to sing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Kelly Clarkson.
Well,
there you go. Addison Rae.
Okay, there's options there.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a race to our first marriage, whoever gets there first. But in any case, I'm over her denying that this was a part of her musical history because a lot of people love it.
Yeah. Selena.
Girls in general.
Yeah, like, Hilary Duff.
Mandy finally came around on Candy and everything. Like, we need you all to, like, accept it.
Yeah, they need to listen to Low.
They do.
To know that it's, like, it's appreciated. Appreciated. It comes naturally.
I get it in a way because I have a feeling the general vibe is, like, they were handed these songs. They didn't have a lot of input versus now when they can probably say what they like. I don't know. It's still your legacy.
Yeah. I cringe at my old YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. I just unearthed something from the vaults that was deeply upsetting. But
of yours?
Yeah.
The Break Free video?
No.
Which is iconic.
That's fine. It was me, my earliest Barb days, doing Nicki's Knockout from college.
Oh.
It hasn't even seen the light of day. I may debut it in honor of Pink Fronde Day.
Oh, my God. Patreon exclusive.
It's really something. And it really reminds me that everyone has a demon twink phase. I was reminded of how animated and it was a different time. It was a different time. But the Barb still is deep within me.
That's why when I see like Gen Z coming from millennials on TikTok, I'm like, just wait. Because look at the material that you have given Gen Alpha to work with.
In fact, I just saw a compilation of 2019 popular TikTok trends, and those were cringeworthy already. So I'm like, get ready. All of these allegedly cool videos you're making right now, oh, Alpha's going to eat you up.
Yeah. Millennials really are like the main character.
Well,
the boomers hate us. Gen Z is like coming for us.
Yeah. I just think everyone drags everyone before them. In a way, it's all cyclical, but I do think this manufactured Gen Z versus millennial thing is like,
yeah,
ridiculous. Fight the good fight.
Yeah, go
get the boomers.
Superficial by Heidi Montag.
Like, well, that's true.
We got them to listen to Superficial and make I'll Do It have millions of streams.
True.
We need to work together.
We need to work together.
Okay.
It's really empowering.
Anyway, back to fashion.
Yeah.
I also want to shout out Oprah.
Oh, the color purple. Gala. Yeah.
The gala.
Oh, the gala and the color purple.
The color purple.
Well, she's on the promo tour right now. Yeah.
Fucking serving.
Purple. The concept is the color purple.
Yes. Yeah. And she looks phenomenal. Also, speaking of the color purple, mm-hmm. Fantasia reunited with Paula Abdul on this red carpet, which then made everyone go back and find the clip from American Idol where Paula is critiquing and she's standing up and saying Oscar award winning performance
to
Fantasia, and this is like 20 years ago, and everyone is like, I hope that
she always knows
manifesting what I mean, at least I'm hoping that she gets the Oscar. I feel like she's absolutely a contender.
I think I saw a viral tweet that was like, I can't believe I saw that picture and was like, oh, how do they know each other? And then it's like, oh yeah.
But, I'm so excited for her.
Yeah, we have Fantasia in general is having this really, really good rebirth.
Yeah.
I would say tons of magazine covers, interviews talking about being at her lowest 2010 and losing it all in money and exes and just having this huge rebound. It's really, really an empowering story and also really, you know, speaks to the pitfalls of fame and trusting people and stuff. Like, she has a very inspiring story. So it's really cool to see her.
I got chills when that trailer dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Before Renaissance.
Yeah. She's definitely going to be a contender, I'm sure. So.
Oh, my God. I can just see it now. Manifest it for her.
But like J-Hud and Fantasia?
Hello.
That's so cool.
Talent wins.
What a season.
Yeah. It would truly be like just everything.
It would be.
We're going to manifest that energy.
Our original OG American Idols were true American Idols.
Yes.
And had the talent to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
So proud.
I want to reach out to Kimberly Locke about doing a song.
That could be
a house track.
Everything.
Right.
And if she doesn't pick up the phone, Kimberly Caldwell will. And that will be for me.
But that's a different conversation.
That is a different conversation.
Because I have like this vision of like if I become like a Dom Dalla.
Mm-hmm. Well, I Dom want... anything is, I don't know about that, but.
Yeah, I've tried. Anyway,
what?
That's a different, that's
you
a different
did?
Story. That's a different story.
Oh.
I just lost my train of thought. Where was I going with this?
Just oh. missed the train.
Oh. God.
Roll over, babe.
Anyway, what I was going to say was, like, if I become a Dom Dalla, I want, like, all of my queens from the past. Like, if I do a festival, it's going to be, like, Kelly Rowland, Hillary Duff, Kimberly Locke, Fantasia, Kimberly Caldwell. Mm-hmm. Like, every queen
yeah.
from that generation, speaking of millennials,
yeah.
will be coming out to do their single.
I mean, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's a big dream, but hey.
Mighty Hoopla is kind of that for the UK. Like, I'm very jealous. That is exactly what that is meant for there.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
We like, need it.
All these...
Let's do like, it, the Legends Only
like Danny
Festival.
Kane would headline Mighty Hoopla USA. That would be the equivalent. Like,
yeah.
we would have Danity. We would have, like, Stacey Orico. I mean, don't get me started.
Anyway. This is not brainstorming only.
This
but,
is sometimes.
Also, a shout out to...
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
We sure are.
Giving like Godzilla, dinosaur.
Yeah, she...
Well, some would say extinct. I'm teasing.
In honor of the release of Godzilla 0+1 or something.
Really?
No, but I've decided that's what it is. She attended the British Fashion Awards wearing silver... Godzilla back piece mounted to her back.
Yeah, it was very like Gaga when she did the pieces
oh, yeah.
that were like the cheeks and the yeah. This was I liked this really cool.
There was like a whole article, I believe it was on Women's Wear Daily, that was the headline was real good. It was like, why did Primark take a chance on Rita Ora or something like that?
Why not?
Exactly. What is it called? It was really good. Why Primark went all in on Rita Ora?
That's the other thing with Rita Ora is I feel like she's so unbothered. Like, she gets shaded all the time, but
yeah,
her streams are, like, astronomical. So...
Streams and streams of revenue, because she's doing 5 million things at once.
Yeah.
When you say, what does Rita Ora do? What doesn't she do?
Yeah. Anywhere, if you will.
Anywhere.
Stream it. Speaking of being a millennial...
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time for a little TikTok talk. Cameo. Maybe inspired by, you know, the success of Luann's cameo becoming a bop.
Maybe so.
Uploaded a cameo from Smokey Robinson this week where he is wishing someone a happy Chinooka.
You want me to wish you happy Chinooka? I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
This...
It's really cute.
I also can't believe Cameo posted it, like, dragging their own talent. I know yeah. it's cute, but it is like, oh, you just blew up his spot. Happy Chinooka to everyone out there celebrating.
Yes.
We also had a cute moment from, speaking of, we're still on American Idol, Miss Kelly Clarkson.
And the holiday season, there is a TikTok from...
Is that?
Wait. Wait, this is from Mark?
Yeah.
This is Mark's TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait. Okay, hi, Mark. So this is at Mark Jordan Cohen. I got this on my FYP. It has almost 1 million plays. So they were filming a dance outside of 30 Rock.
They're doing a kick line, like the Rockettes.
Yeah, and they had their phone, you know, like facing out to the sidewalk. And Kelly Clarkson, I'm assuming like leaving the show, like leaving work... walks accidentally like in front of them filming, notices it and like pauses, and it is so funny. And she's like in full casual wear.
Yeah.
And just standing there like waiting for them to finish the thing. It's so cute.
God, I wish she joined in. She might have if they lasted a little few seconds longer.
Yeah. The that Kelly so Clarkson. Funny. Oh my God. Wait, this is so funny that this is Mark.
Yeah, she also posted a video of her doing the tree lighting.
Yeah.
She did in a good coat, a good fur, white, not real, I'm sure, coat.
And the vocals were vocaling.
The vocals were indeed vocaling. She's been nice and warmed up because she's back in Kellyoke mode. She did Vogue.
Vogue.
She, yeah.
The outfit was such a serve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's back in action. She pointed out that she sang Underneath the Tree, Underneath the Tree.
Speaking There's of a song concept. That needs to go number one.
Yes.
Brenda Lee, Pack It Up. Next year, Under the Tree. Underneath the Tree.
That song's Underneath the Lee right now, but...
Oh, my God. Well, that's funny. Oh, my God.
And I do want to give a shout out.
That's smart humor right there. You don't get that anywhere else.
You don't. No. You sure don't. Shout out also to Cher. Not only did she do DJ Play a Christmas Song for the ceremony, but she also appeared on Jessie Ware's Table Manners, which is killing it right now with guests. To go from Girls Aloud to Cher, I cannot. I don't know if you guys have listened yet, but I give it a strong recommendation. It's Cher talking not only about her favorite foods, which is the main part of Table Manners, but also talking about how she met Sunny and her gelato company and ice cream and whether she cooks for herself. She does not. It's just fascinating to hear from a legend.
And she did Jingle Ball.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I saw the videos.
Yeah. Martha Stewart was in the audience watching.
That's iconic.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music, I also wanted to shout out another TikTok user.
Oh.
At DanMacy01, who plays musical instruments and teaches us how to play the grinder sound notification on a guitar.
How to play the grinder notification on guitar. You're going to play this shape on screen right now, and then all you're going to do is palm mute it and strum through it.
That's so fucking funny.
It's identical.
Yep.
Music theory, everybody.
That'll come in handy with, you know, maybe if you're in band and you want to get the attention of somebody.
And just be like...
The teacher looks at his phone. Oh, Mr. Johnson.
During the live performance.
It's interesting that you looked at your phone. Yeah, that's talent.
And speaking of gay rights, did you see RuPaul's new What's in My Bag video?
Sure did.
I don't know why this was so funny to me.
Probably because of the insane items and just RuPaul just being RuPaul.
Can I tell you what I did, though, after I watched this?
Did you invest in a bag?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
I was like, wait a minute. This, like, idea of doing the little mini bags.
The mini bags.
In a bigger bag.
Yeah, he has mesh bags.
Yeah.
So that when he switches bags, he just transports the bags in the bags.
Yep, it's really smart.
He's got a baggie of electronic stuff. I think you should go electronic. He's got toothpicks, lip balm, Valium, just in case. Loved that moment.
Yeah, I have to confess, I bought a bag from the TikTok shop. I know.
How do you, what even looks like, what is a TikTok bag shop?
It's a,
is it like a Merce? Is it like, is it big?
It's a over the shoulder, it's like a tote bag with like big pockets.
Mm.
So I was like, this is perfect for doing grocery shopping.
Okay.
Hands-free. I saw someone like showing it off and I was like, it's only like $30. Let me just try it out. And I kind of really like it.
We've barely discussed the fact that TikTok has become QVC.
It's, yeah.
Every other video is like, you guys, you have to try this. It is a toothpick. It's available now on the TikTok shop. Every other video.
It's out of control. And I will say,
you were influenced.
I was influenced. Now, I did buy a little mini tripod from the TikTok shop, and it is a piece of shit. And I made a TikTok talking about how it was a piece of shit, and it got taken down.
Oh.
This is a conspiracy theory that I would like to
discuss. That's crazy. Taken down is a lot.
Because I think it was like reading me in the captions, hearing that I said TikTok shop piece of shit, and it got fucking taken down. And I'm
that's
like,
actually
are you kidding?
Crazy. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a piece of shit. But I really do like the bag. And I also like the little ring light I got, the portable ring light that I got.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm done.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least you got some good purchases out of it. I have not bought anything on the TikTok. Well, no, that's a lie.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
I was inspired by a gift I got. I don't know if you've seen it everywhere. I'm very heavily on dog TikTok. So I got one of the embroidered, they take a picture of your dog and then they embroider it on a sweatshirt. So I got it for my sister of our dog. And it actually is really adorable. Like, it looks like the dog. And yeah, it actually turned out well. So that's actually a really good holiday gift. If anyone is thinking about something, not sponsored, but I'm always looking for ideas. And if there's a dog lover in your life, this company, you can look it up on TikTok. It's everywhere, though. They take a picture of your dog. They put it on a shirt, but in like an embroidered, cute way.
I feel like TikTok Shop is like going through a transition right now. Like, they're weeding out the kind of, like, you know, gimmicky, cheap.
Right. The wish.com.
Right. But when small businesses can start using it, which I think they're starting to be able to.
Yeah, they are.
I think it's going to be massive for people. So I'm like a little bit of a hater, but like not really.
I guess it depends on what they're selling.
Yeah.
Yeah. This particular product turned out well, so I can't complain.
Oh my God. We'll have to take pictures of our purchases.
Our TikTok purchases.
Yeah.
I think I have a photo here.
Oh my God. Wait, that is really cute.
It's super cute.
And it's embroidered?
Embroidered.
Ooh, quality.
Yeah. This is not an ad for TikTok Shop.
No, it's not.
Well, somebody is doing free promo for you on these streets.
Oh, yes. I did want to shout out Sasha Colby.
The queen, mother.
Performing Keep On Serving, you know what, on the RuPaul Christmas holiday extravaganza tour.
I love it.
Don't know what the name is exactly.
Yeah.
But there is a show going on that's touring, and Keep On Serving, you know what, with a couple whip cracks.
Love the whip cracks.
By the queen herself, Sasha Colby.
I mean, there's no higher compliment than to have Sasha Colby do your song. That's like deeply, deeply iconic. And it's fierce, no doubt. Like, Obviously. I mean, what a way to cap off the year. That's so cool.
Yeah, a couple of our listeners have seen it live.
Yeah.
And they posted.
Sent in videos. Mm-hmm. We'll post one of the performance to the song. It's really, really good. Yeah. Shout out to Sasha Colby, who was also serving in the, I do want to mention the 16. Did you see the promo at all or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. That just got announced.
Yeah, we got season 16 coming, premiering, I think, on my birthday, January 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah. New RuPaul's Drag Race season for the girls who are not completely fatigued at this point.
Me, because I don't watch any of the other ones.
That's true. If you don't, then this is like, okay, once a year thing. I can deal with that. Yeah.
But Fridays are tough. Like, I get it, but I'm like, oh, could we do like a Wednesday or Thursday?
Well, this is good for the clubs. I do think they orient it for the clubs.
Yes.
We'll have to see if these are shortened episodes because of a certain show that premieres after it, but I don't think that'll be the case this year.
I don't think they got a second season.
I'm going to guess not.
I think they learned a lesson there. They might have learned,
yeah. Shout out to Tsunami. That's my pick for the season and a fave of mine. Got some New York girls in there. Well, before we move on to the new bops of the week, T. Carl and I would like to take a moment to address some controversy on the pod in recent week, right? It was just the past week. You know, we every now and then we do have to issue a formal NotesApp apology. And why don't you go ahead with
yours? Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah.
On the subject of Cameo and social media and shows and things like that. So, as you know, last week we talked about George Santos doing cameos.
Yeah.
And then literally, as we're publishing our episode, Z-Way tweeted George Santos and was like, let's have an interview. I think they're setting something up. And everyone was like freaking out.
Oh, it happened.
Oh, it did?
Because he said something to the effect of loved chatting with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's still, it's probably going to publish like as you guys are listening to
this. As this one is listening to this apology.
So I posted on Instagram and said, oh my God, yes. Because I was like perched for it.
Yeah.
And I got some feedback.
Uh-huh.
And I said, it was like 3 DMs.
Oh.
But people were like, you understand what he did and like, let me have it in the DMs. And I'm like, because I was laughing about it last week and people are like, this is what's wrong with America, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, wait, rewind. I'm here for the mess. He's already like calling people out. You're a scammer. You did this. You did that. How about you? He's naming names. And I'm like, get them all out is what my opinion is, to say the least. I know we don't get political on here, but if you catch my drift, that's what I was excited for. And I feel like Z-Way is the one to call you out to your face mm-hmm. while you're in an interview. Mm-hmm. She's the one to be like, oh, remember when you did this? Mm-hmm. And like, boom. That's why I was excited for it. But no, I am very aware of what he did. I read the indictment like weeks ago when it came out.
Well, I'm glad you've clarified your stance.
I needed to clarify my stance because, I just also like all that cameo money is going to go to the lawyer fees anyway. So like, I don't know why anyone spent that money, but
yeah,
it's going to get reclaimed by the government anyway. That's, so
yeah,
you already pay taxes. Why are you going to go to pay for a cameo anyway? Mess.
Well, thank you for...
I'm not issuing... a George Santos stan, okay? You heard it here first.
Glad you...
You all wanted that soundbite. I'm
kidding. Of equal importance, I too need to issue an apology during our one-hour Renaissance review. I believe once or several times.
Once. Okay, I knew exactly where it was, and I thought about clipping it out to save you from this, because I was not expecting the level of discourse that this ignited.
Yeah.
But for contextual purposes,
it had to be in.
Producer T. Kyle, what you were saying,
right?
I could not crop it out. And also, I feel like because you said J in the same sentence,
rhymes.
It just rhymed, and it rolled off the tongue.
Well, that would be my defense of it, but yes. Beyonce... put out a film. And once upon a time, I recall being dragged for saying B because some stan was like, it's Bay. But I have since done the research and, for the record, said B, I think otherwise, except for that one moment I said Bay because it rhymes with J. Thank you. It is B, as I've scrolled through the archival footage and the receipts and everything. There is a very thriving Reddit discourse forum section about, like, is it B or Bay? While I have seen both, and while they have played on Bay to say, like, Bay Area when she performed in the Bay Area.
Yeah, go come for them.
That is, come for them about that. But, like, her foundation, B good, B-E-Y good, it wouldn't make sense to be Bay good. It sparked a lot of discourse in the... Discord. I was under attack fighting for my life.
The one meme though of your head on the therapy.
This is how bad it got.
There was a photoshopped of like a therapy session and it's Brad's head. And like, so one time on the pod I said that
Bay. Yeah. I personally prefer B anyway. Queen B, it makes sense. Obviously there's Lil' Kim too. It does.
And Britney.
King B also works. She has written that in lipstick on a mirror once. But, you know, I am just stating for the record, it is B.
Wow.
I am so sorry for all of those affected when I did say Bay. I was thinking J and Bay, and that is wrong of me. So thank you.
I'm proud of you for
finally stepping up
to your wrongs.
Yeah. Yeah. It was important to come clean.
Know what I should have done? I should have ordered a George Santos cameo of him saying Bay.
Oh, God, please
on
kill
this podcast
me.
And really just like dug in.
Kill me. Well,
boys.
You did hear how he said platypus, didn't you?
No.
Platterpus?
Oh.
Like a platter? Anyway, not giving him any more airtime.
No.
Thank you for all those. And again, sorry to everyone affected by my mispronunciation. Anyway.
Life goes on.
It does.
All right, everyone, time for some new bops. So I have some that I would like to shout out. Now, I did do these on an Instagram story this week, and some people were like, I'm really into this. Keep doing it.
Oh.
So I might do it again.
Okay.
But if you didn't see those, I want to shout out the artist Angry Baby for the track I Don't Want to Fall in Love. Also the song Make You Sweat by Martin Eichen for like the gym girlies, if you want to go like workout or like pump iron or those things that you do at the gym. This one's like a heavy hitter. Also the Jem and Tori remix of Lay Youth's song Morning Light is another one that came out this week that I love. So those are my three EDM dance picks of the week.
And as you may or may not know, we do have the Legends Only weekly playlist available on streaming services.
Yeah.
So you can listen to all of these bombs. Taylor might be digging in her vaults for the Taylor's version of her records, but somebody more influential in the pop world has begun doing the same thing. Of course, we're talking about Heidi Montag, who has begun, emphasis on begun, digging into the vaults with more to come from Superficial with Bad Boy. Out now from the vaults, Heidi's version. She also did a Paper Magazine interview about it and talked about the fact that there's more coming and that maybe there is even new music coming, and talked about Superficial recording this. I think she said she did this in one take, laying on the floor of a producer's house while there was a party going on.
Oh.
Something to that effect. Yeah. So Bad Boy is finally here in full streaming form. However, if you were around at that time, I know some of you weren't born then, in 2010, it did leak, and many of us have it on our respective Zooms and iPods.
She played it during our interview, didn't she? Wasn't this the one that she was like, do you guys want to hear this?
Yeah. Bad Boy it exists, and it's here. I think it, like, interpolates Tony Basil's Mickey. Like, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. A little bit. Bad Boy, but, you know.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like, maybe she gets away
with it. Ahead of its time. She was sampling before these girls were.
Right.
Invented sampling.
Yeah.
I need to put out my cover of I'll Do It. That should be my next single.
Do you have a full cover?
Maybe so.
I don't even know if this is you or her. That is indistinguishable from Jeffree Star's album.
Oh my God, the compliments.
Like, that is exactly Jeffree Star.
This was pre, like, when I was starting to figure out, like, when I introduced my, like, vocoded self, I did a cover of All
It Goes Off. I think you need, you need to put out the full cover. Other girls are. Aisha
Honestly,
Erotica.
I fucking should.
You should. I mean, it's so big. Why not?
Okay, 2024. Can I, though?
Just hit now. Just upload it now.
Yeah, because I can go through, like, DistroKid and, like, get the... She would get publishing on it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a member of BMI now as a songwriter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now you can dig through the vaults and find the unreleased track titles of our faves. I love
Exclusive.
That. Yeah.
You guys heard it here first.
Wow. Okay.
And possibly last. Yeah. Anyway...
Well, I'm excited to hear more from the sessions, and I know that Superficial has gotten its flowers over time, so, you know, Bad Boy is here now. A bit shit, but it's great.
Art is subjective.
Art is subjective, and you know what? It also proves, like, she picked what she picked for the album for a reason.
Yeah, flawless.
Yeah, so... I would also like to give a shout out to two versions of albums that are favorites of the year. Our girls are getting creative in this time of short songs and quick streaming things and things to do with your album. Alison Goldfrapp has put out an album called The Love Reinvention, which just takes her album that came out earlier this year and flips it on its head. Production by Richard X and James Greenwood. And it's basically a remix album, but she's changed all the titles of the songs, and it's just different takes on each and every track on the album. It's even dancier, it's even housier. It's great. Remix album. Loved this album. So, The Love Reinvention. And then a shout out to Miss Kylie Minogue. We're flying back into Tension Town because X-Tension.
Oh my God, I liked the AI thing that you did.
Yes, I flew back,
back to Tension Town.
Yeah, AI kind of ate with that one also. Put out the, like she did with Disco, extended mixes of each and every song. 10 out of 10, mysteriously missing in many regions, including America. Not sure. I think Oliver Heldens.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was checking for that one.
Oliver forgot to hit accept I don't know. But yeah, so my favorite, Vegas High, the way that it comes in, it's a fucking club banger. It's a high. But this is, you know, for the girls who DJ, she's giving you intros and outros so you can have effortless transitions between your songs.
You should do a Kylie like mix.
Definitely. I will.
This is like for you.
It really is. And, you know, I've seen some people being like, why don't they just put it out like this? Like the girls who do this. I'm like,
It's different.
Yeah.
You want your like radio listen.
Yep.
And then something for a
set. Extended mix.
Yeah.
So this is Extension, which I mean, I think we also talked about that being like the bonus track version. Extension had to be a title, and I'm so glad she embraced that.
Also, I love the colors.
Yeah, pink and
green. I kind of like this one better.
Yeah, the nice thing about this cover is she's got 5 million variants of it, so you can choose your favorite from all the Tension covers.
Love a duo tone.
Yeah. So get into Extension. To cap things off, we will briefly mention and then get into it in the after show.
Yes, because this is another long episode, so
yeah.
We've got more to discuss in the after
show. We're running over. We've got two albums to discuss. Miss Tate McRae and Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2. We will be discussing. We will be boarding a jet to Gag City.
We need to discuss Gag City.
We do need to discuss Gag City. And everything that happened in just a matter of like 48 hours leading up to that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we'll discuss that in the after show.
Yes. And if you would like to listen to the after show, we have a Patreon, as we mentioned earlier. If you are in the legend tier or higher, you get an after show every single week after
the this show
where we keep talking about things. So you can head on over there. You can also connect your Spotify to Patreon if you did not know. So you can get your podcasts all in one spot. You can get all your bonus episodes there. If you need help figuring that out, send us a DM. I'll help you get set up. But that's all for this week.
Yeah.
And next week is the fourth annual 2023 Lows. We have to hit the studio later to record our vocals.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna need
not your voice just cracking right there. I learned auto-tune and Melodyne since last, not that we're not singing live or anything like that. Of course we are.
We won't need it.
We
can turn that off.
But yeah, that will be next Wednesday. A little delayed because, you know, we're just two people. We need a little extra edit time. But also stay tuned to our Instagram. We're going to be posting some things there. We want to hear from you what some of your picks are for some of our categories, and that's at legendsonly_pod. But until then,
we will
see you
soon.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.